It is the day that the director of national intelligence, his report is due on interference of foreign elections. Everybody freaked out earlier this week because the office said they weren't going to have the report ready on the 18th. It's not a big deal. It isn't. Because there's a lot of stuff happening right now. Probably the biggest thing, and there's a lot of stuff that's weird about it, is this hack. This hack by Russia, or this hack by a couple of groups. And that is massive foreign interference, considering we consider that they knew about this. CISI, other government agencies said they knew about this since March. CISI, which is a cybersecurity infrastructure and in safety. Hold on a second. I got to say it right because it's the stupidest name for a federal agency. That's why it failed. You failed because your name was dumb. If you had a good name for your agency wouldn't be so crappy. But since you have to have like seven different words in it, here it is. Then you would be able to. So the cybersecurity in group, we'll just say that the cybersecurity group, because I can't find the CISA, has said that they've known about this hack since March of 2020. And yet now they're freaking out like, oh, this is terrible. This is an awful deal. Well, yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. And it got to the point where the White House yesterday activated their emergency response under Presidential Policy Directive 41. Because we have different levels of the U.S. Grid, if you will, the cybersecurity grid that DHS, by the way, is supposed to secure, just saying, that have been hacked into, that have been compromised. The most disturbing ones, here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, the most disturbing ones is the power and nuclear agencies in the federal government. That's right. The feds have allowed the Nuclear Weapons Agency breached. Hackers access systems at the National Nuclear Security Administration, which just does some little things like protects the nuclear weapons stockpile. But don't worry. Don't worry. It's fine that that the federal government didn't do anything with this hack since March. Probably because it would have meant blowing the lid on SolarWinds and Dominion voting machines. Cause we've talked about it many, many times. How outside of the few Trump loyalists that exist, the rest of the deep state wants Trump gone. Gone. So would they risk a hack into the federal database, a massive hack that they just keep their eye on, in order to allow SolarWinds and Dominion to continue operating? I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying I wouldn't put it past them. Put it past them, considering now that President Trump has supposedly, quote unquote, been voted out, Now they're like, oh, it's a huge hack. We had to fix it. Oh, my gosh. You notice they didn't let Trump know about this hack, the CISA. Right? I'm sure it was mentioned, but I'm sure it's one of these things that said, oh, well. Yeah, we're keeping our eye on it, Mr. President. Don't worry about it. And then after the election, there's the, oh, no. Oh, it's an awful hack. We have to get this fixed now. I can't believe it. This is President Trump's fault. Blah! Ladies and gentlemen, I think because we've been fat and lazy and been able to sit on our butts and watch the TV and get our food delivered to us, however genetically modified it is, we have been blind to what has been taking place. And the plan to get Trump out has been started since that. And they're going to blame the Russians because they can't blame the Chinese. And they won't blame the North Koreans because that's just an admission of failure. You can't blame the North Koreans for doing this, even though they could. But Richard, the national intelligence apparatus is telling us that it's taking place. That it was the right. Yeah, okay. What? They're gonna use an IP address? Anybody with a laptop and a VPN can give you an IP address from Russia. So I wouldn't believe the Russian narrative off the top. It's important to realize. It's important to realize that Russia will always be Russia, the enemy. It's the only enemy that you can consistently blame things on, despite the fact that other things have happened and other countries can be blamed for. Nope, it's always the Russians. Russians are the target for the deep state. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at a massive cyber hack. We're going to talk about this more in the second hour of the program because I really want to get into it. And that time will be there. That'll be given to that as much as the second hour as we can, because Luke Hogg won't be with us. He's out on the Christmas break. Good for him. I hope he has a wonderful Christmas, and we'll catch up in January. But we're going to really dive into, in the next segment of the program here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, this scoop from Steph Knight and Jonathan Swain of Axios.com that supposedly, and that's all this is now, journalism is just speculation. That's just speculation that President Trump is just going to offer and just going to put out a wave. That's what they said. A wave of pardons today. Of course, everybody's like, Trump's just going to pardon like Joe Exotic from the Netflix show. Right. He's going to do all these stupid pardons. And of course, they're trying to set it up by saying, oh, well, he's also going to pardon himself. Of course, none of this is going to matter because he's going to be in office until 2024 anyway. But it's interesting how they're trying to preempt President Trump's moves with these leaks. These same leaks that were coming out. Of course, now they're trying to say, well, he's doing these because he's desperate. And of course, the Wall Street Journal's come out with this legal analysis on President Trump's pardoning power, which we've never seen anybody else. We've never seen any other president's pardons be looked at and combed over with some kind of well, the legal pardoning and then all these others. It's not, of course, it's not anything to be looked at.